Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. We waited and the choice was made. Former vice president, now presidential candidate Joe Biden, the Democrat, has picked Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential nominee. Harris, of course, the daughter of immigrants from Jamaica and India. She, of course, would be the first woman of color to take that spot.
David, this is a terrific choice on the part of Vice President Biden. He's a guy who has really done his homework here, and he chose the right person. Now, I say that because from the very beginning, I've thought extremely highly of Harris. I think she is a brilliant politician, but she has a number of qualities which I think are so important. Number one, she's tough, and the American people want somebody who's tough. Number two, she is in so many ways moderate, and as a moderate, that matches Joe Biden. There are people who say that she was too aggressive as a prosecutor, but I do think that there are an awful lot of people in the United States who just want somebody who is aggressive when it comes to protecting them. So I think that it was a great choice. David, I've been thinking that the one thing that would have made me really disappointed in Joe Biden is if he had not chosen her, because it was so obvious that she was the one who had the total package together of who you would want. Do you want somebody who is a woman? And she's somebody who really will put this in the history books. And most of all, somebody who could be president. That's right. I mean, you know, Joe Biden is not a spring chicken. One has to assume that the law of averages could catch up, in which case she'll become the president. And of course, she'll have the inside track as vice president, if she wins, to be the next president to run on her own in 2024. So it was a very brilliant choice. It was the obvious choice, and it made me feel good because I just didn't want to be second-guessing the former vice president in his choice.
Well, now let's take a look at how President Trump reacted to this news. The president attacked Senator Harris Tuesday, criticizing her for past comments she made about Joe Biden, calling her his number one pick shortly after it was announced. He said he was a little surprised he picked her. She did very, very poorly in the primaries, said, and said Harris was nasty and disrespectful to Biden, as well as during Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation for the Supreme Court in that hearing. He said, I won't forget that. And as you and I were talking right before we came on, there's a story that comes from NBC News review of records that shows that President Trump donated to Kamala Harris's campaigns twice while he was a private citizen.
Well, obviously, when people start donating to campaigns, they think they're going to get something out of it. And I believe the figure was $6,000. That's a fair amount of money. And when he calls people nasty, that is, of course, what we call in psychology the mechanism of projection. He's one of the nastiest individuals who ever walked the face of the earth, especially in politics. And for him to be calling other people nasty is the height of hypocrisy. But he does have this thing with women, and he calls them nasty. He thinks that somehow that's going to get him votes. I think in this case, it means that this woman is tough, and that's what so many Americans want. And now, of course, is the specter of a vice presidential debate. And she will clearly wipe up the floor with the current sitting vice president, Mr. Pence. So there's some speculation that knowing that's going to happen and being 10 points behind in the national polls, that Trump will turn around and nominate somebody else to be vice president who he thinks could do better in a debate. I don't think that's going to happen, to be honest with you. I think he's going to have to stick with Pence because he has the evangelical vote lined up, or much of it, with him. And to me, the idea of evangelicals who stand for so much of what Christ is said to have stood for, supporting this man who is so mean-spirited when it comes to women, is just beyond me. In any case, his rhetoric will go on. We know that. He's desperate to stay in office. As the old saying goes, we ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, and there's a story from the AP about women who say they'll fight sexism attacks on Harris. Women's groups are readying a campaign, says the AP, to shut down sexist coverage and disinformation about the vice presidential nominee. They say is headed for months of false smears and brutal attacks from internet haters. False information about Harris was circulating on social media within minutes of Biden's Tuesday announcement.
Absolutely. The one thing that this president has done to himself is that his credibility is very, very low. Not with the Republicans who say no matter what he says or what he does that it's okay, but with the purples, the people in the middle, the independent voters. And that's why he's 10 points behind in the national polls. Now, everybody better check their registration. Everybody better figure out how they're going to vote. Because in order to beat Trump, the Democrats are going to have to really bring out an awful lot of people. They've got to win big, because Trump will try all of the tricks that we know about, not the least of which is this latest attempt to close down the post office by appointing a lackey to be his postmaster general. And then people will have trouble voting by mail if they're able to do that. So, David, this president is non-credible with an awful lot of people. And by doing what he's doing now, he just continues to raise those questions in people's minds.
Here's a question for you, Alan. I wonder what you thought of the news that came yesterday morning that President Putin in Russia said that they have a vaccine. I see that Alex Azar, Secretary of Health and Human Services, said that two of the six COVID-19 vaccines that the U.S. government has invested in entered phase three clinical trials weeks ago, while the Russian vaccine is now only beginning that step of the process. Even Dr. Fauci doubted the validity of the vaccine.
I don't know why we would distrust Putin here. By the way, I want to give a sarcasm alert. And that is, this is standard play, not only for the present Russian government, but for the Soviets before them. So yeah, look, there are a lot of people in America who, even after the testing, are not going to want to get vaccinated. Can you imagine getting vaccinated with an untested vaccine in Russia?